This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show here on a Tuesday. Don't worry, it's still early in the week. We still have so much fun to have. But I promised you a bit of audio. It's probably going to make you a little mad, but it shouldn't. I don't want you to get mad. I want you just to take this in, breathe it in, and just be aware. This is, it's kind of been a central theme of tonight's show. Just being aware of how they think about themselves, how they think about the cause, how they think about you. There's a podcaster by the name of Sam Harris. I have no idea if it's a big podcast or small podcast. I've never heard of this person in my life, but I want to applaud him. Everyone's playing this and they're mad about what a monstrous ghoul he is. And of course he is a monster, but I like when my enemy is honest with me about what he thinks. You see, here's what we're seeing now. What we're seeing is all the COVID narratives come undone. This has been a slow process. It's been almost 3 years now, but the mask never did anything. They're coming around to admit that. The, quote, vaccine isn't a vaccine at all. Doesn't keep you from getting it. Doesn't keep you from spreading it. In fact, the vast majority of all the new cases are people who've had it and have had several boosters. Okay, so the therapeutic doesn't work. We're seeing people. This is from the Washington Post. We are overcounting COVID deaths and hospitalizations. That's a problem. They've been overcounting them from the very beginning. Remember when the New York Times ran with all the names that had, of people who died from COVID, and it was one of the top names on there was someone who died in a car wreck? They started classifying every person who died with COVID as dying from COVID. They did that from the beginning. All the lies are unraveling now. And so what you're going to see is you're going to see a bunch of different things. You'll see a bunch of people ignore that. All the people who've lied to you, you'll see a bunch of them ignore it. You'll see others who, frankly, well, you know what? I don't need to put words in his mouth. Sam Harris, please tell us, how do you feel about COVID?
Had COVID been worse, you know, just enough worse to really get our attention, to really be undeniable, we would have had a different political conversation around it. I mean, just take that, leave COVID exactly as it is, but just make it preferentially dangerous to children rather than to old people, right? You just flip that around. If kids were dying by the hundreds of thousands from COVID, pretty much all kids, we would have had a very different experience, right? And and the patients, that there would have been no patience for vaccine skepticism, right? And everyone would have recognized that this is not my body, my choice. This is, you're not going to kill my kids with your ignorance. And you change.
Don't you understand? After 3 years and all the things we know now, the masks did nothing, social distancing did nothing, your stupid therapeutic did nothing. We destroyed all these businesses, all these lives, ended all these lives, and we accomplished absolutely nothing. But don't you understand the real problem is still the unvaccinated. After all these things coming out to the communists, the problem, it's been a central theme on the show, the problem is still you. You and your freedoms. You're still, it doesn't matter that you were right all along. None of that matters at all. The problem is still your freedom. Again, people got mad at Arnold Schwarzenegger. I credit him for saying what virtually all of them were thinking.
And not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
That's how they feel. Sam Harris, whoever he is, he sees it happening. Even the Washington Post is having to admit it now. Okay, we overcounted the COVID deaths. All right, the mask was always kind of dumb. okay, we're all on what are the people on, like their fifth booster now or sixth booster, Chris? And they're still going to the hospital with COVID. Clearly this thing doesn't work. Okay, we were wrong about everything, but what's the problem? Well, it's still those stupid people and their freedoms. No matter what the problem is, the answer is always the same thing. We could fix the problem if these idiot peasants and their idiot freedoms, if they simply weren't in the way. And you heard him opine on it. You can call him a monster, but I credit him for being honest. Hey, you know what we really needed? The only way we'd get these stupid anti-vaxxers on board? Man, we needed some kids to die. Hey, Bob, why didn't we get more kids? Gosh, that would have been sweet if it was kids, right, guys? That's basically what he said. You don't have to take it from me. It's his own voice. Hey, we wouldn't have had to get political if we'd have just had a few thousand kids die. Man, why couldn't we just get rid of these kids? Then those anti-vaxxers would learn their lesson. It's how they think. It's how they think, and we have to always understand how they think. Jesse, this is a tricky one for me. How can I teach my daughters to avoid black and white thinking when it comes to history, especially around really awful things that have happened in the past? I think the benefit of learning history is to understand humanity, not so much the event itself. History exposes human nature. The patterns repeat because human nature doesn't change, so on and so forth. I feel like my daughters are being taught history in a way that drives judgment and not to foster critical thinking about what happened. It's just, look how terrible this group of oppressors were. So it ruins it, you know? All right, now, I'm not going to go into everything else, but I know you probably struggle with this with your children if you have them, and you probably struggle with it yourself, even if you don't know. People enjoy how I talk about history. When I do an hour on history or 15 minutes on history, you love it. I get that. And so I love it too, so I mix in more and more. But part of the reason you enjoy it is because I don't do this. I don't play the angels and demons thing. He was perfect and he was the evil thing. If you want to change how they're taught history, the problem for you is you're going to have to teach them yourself. Because what we have now in this society, this goes way beyond history, goes into politics, finance, everything. What we have now in this society are the dumbest smart people on the planet. Meaning, the higher your level of education, the greater your chances are of being an unthinking robot. Because you didn't spend 18 years in school, 20 years in school. You didn't spend 18, 20 years being taught how to think critically. You spent 18 to 20 years being taught what to think. And because our education system is so geared towards communism now, so geared towards collectivism, so geared towards making your children believe America is evil and therefore a place that's worthy of destruction, unless you are stepping in and providing a different kind of lesson for them, then you have virtually no chance whatsoever. That is how everything is presented to your child today. I've brought it up when it comes to the Civil War. A really hilarious example most recently was Hollywood put out some woman power, black power movie called The Woman King. Look at this black African tribe led by a woman of warriors. How inspirational. Yeah, the real story is that tribe was one of the largest slave traders in the region at the time. They believed in mass incarceration of other African tribes and then worked closely with the European slave traders to ship them large amounts of slaves that were then shipped across the Atlantic. Now, that's funny, right, that Hollywood would screw that up. Oh, my gosh, of all the tribes to pick. But it really goes to show the reality of life, the truth of human nature is so difficult for people who've been taught in our education system to understand, because our education system is not interested in raising thinkers. They're interested in raising robots. And so your children at school, look, I talk to my sons about it all the time too, and they're not in one of these garbage schools. And one of my sons, I'll tell you what, here's a great way to ask your kids about it. I asked both my sons, they've been through U.S. history. I said, hey, what did your teacher teach you about FDR? And one of my sons said, oh, taught us that FDR horribly grew the government, that it was a big government after FDR, that he changed the relationship of the American government with the American people. I said, okay, good. My other son, he was taught that FDR got us out of the Great Depression, led us through World War II. Okay, well, my question to both of them, even though I agree with the one who said FDR's trash, my question to both of them was, did anybody bother to teach you to think about it on your own? Did you look into it at all? At all? No, you didn't. No, you didn't look into it at all because you weren't taught to look into it at all. Because it is constantly being presented to you as this is good and this is bad. And you should understand that this is done purposefully, because the last thing they want is you looking into things. But there's another aspect of that. There's a little example of this I can give you. I'll give it to you in just a second.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Heard the mission bell.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Back to this, how you think about angels and demons and history. The guy was frustrated about how his daughter is being presented with history as these people were good and these people were bad. You know what? Here's a great lesson. Here's a great lesson for your kids. I want you to tell them the story about a man. And here was this man. You see, the Japanese in World War II, before World War II began for us, they were busy taking over China and beating up China. And the capital of Japan at the time was called Nanking or Nanjing. And once they got done kicking the crap out of the Chinese in Shanghai, they began marching towards Nanking, the Japanese did. And when they got into Nanking, if you know are familiar with the story at all, you know that, well, maybe you've ever wondered, hey, what did it look like when some Roman army would sack a city? What did it look like to sack a city? Well, you don't need to wonder. It's what the Japanese did in Nanking. To loot everything, murder every man you could find, dump them in the river, mass bury them. To the women and children, they did things that I will not describe here on the radio, but you want to know what a medieval sacking of a city, a Roman sacking of a Mongolian sacking of a city, what it looked like? It looked like what the Japanese did in Nanking. But there was this international area, kind of like a UN. We'll call it a UN for now, a peacekeeping area. And many of the, I mean, imagine what it would be like if that was you. You're sitting there with your husband, your wife. Maybe you have two teenage daughters. You know what's happening in town. You understand that your friends, neighbors have been murdered and or raped, many of them both, homes burnt down, tortured in the streets, that the army is a couple blocks from your home and they're coming for you and your family. And I want you to imagine escaping out the front door with your family and you're running to this area you've heard might be safe. And soon the Japanese are hot on your trail and they're yelling at you to stop. But you get up to the entrance, the gateway to this place you heard is safe, just this little part of a city, just a few blocks, and a man is standing right there, and he grabs you and your family, and he pulls you inside of the safe place, and he says to the Japanese soldiers who come running up, nope, they're with me. You can't touch them. They're with me. They're safe now. And the Japanese soldiers get mad, and they cuss, but they turn and walk away. Now, let me ask you something. Ask your daughters this. Is that man who just saved those people, is that a good man? Is it a bad man? Because his name is John Rabe, and he was a Nazi. He was in Nanking. Card-carrying Nazi. Jews suck, the whole works. Card-carrying Nazi. Mortified by what the Japanese were doing to the Chinese, and dedicated so much of his time and risked his safety to save I don't even know how many Chinese citizens from rape and death. John Rabe is not the exception. John Rabe is the rule. Anyone, left, right, middle, school teacher, college professor, political guy, anyone who presents historical things as being black and white, good and bad. He was the good guy. These were the bad guys. Anyone who presents things in those terms is dumbing them down for their own purposes. Maybe they're dumbing them down because it makes it easier to teach about. You know, if you're a school teacher, you're never going to get in trouble standing up in front of your class saying, oh, Civil War, North good, South bad. You know, that'll never get you in trouble. If you stand up in front of your class and say, oh, it was a more complicated, nuanced conflict than that, you might be suspended the next day. Oh, someone got offended. So for their own purposes, they're dumbing down everything you hear. But people who've been educated in America's anti-American education system of all walks of life, not just historians, all walks of life now, finance this applies to, the business world, entertainment, no matter what it is, however many years you've spent in this education system, that's how many years you've been taught that America sucks. The West sucks. America sucks. The West sucks. America sucks. White people suck. America sucks. The West sucks. America sucks. White people suck. Over and over and over and over and over again. Endlessly. So by the time you get your daughters out of college, you don't recognize them anymore because you haven't been given enough time with them. You can't possibly counter that amount of time. 7-8 hours a day? That's a gargantuan amount of time that these professors and their fellow students, I might point out, are pouring this stuff into their eyes and their ears. Anyone who presents anything to you as black and white, they're misleading you. Look, Julius Caesar's a famous one, one of the most famous people in history. And when you hear about it, most people are on the side of Caesar, aren't they? Personally, I am. I'm biased. Why? He's a genius, one of the most incredible people who ever lived. He's so charismatic. He's just different. And that stupid Brutus and the senators. Oh, my gosh, those people were, how could they do that to him? Okay, that's one way of looking at it. Another way is he really was a tyrant. He really did kind of do genocide against the Gauls. I'm pro-Caesar, remember. I'm the most pro-Caesar guy. Hail Caesar! Anyway, I'm the most pro-Caesar guy. But if you present anything as black and white, that was the good guy, that was the bad guy, you're presenting it wrong. Remember that. People are complicated. That really good guy you know has some really dark things about himself. That really bad guy you know has some really good things about himself. It's human nature. It's also human. There's another part of human nature that is something we don't talk about enough. Starvation. That's a big part of it. We have to eat. Did you know that? Did you know that when you don't eat, eventually your stomach becomes really bloated? And that, in fact, if you haven't eaten for long enough and then you eat a decent amount of food, it'll kill you. It's so much of a shock to your body, you'll die. Do you know that you'll eat yourself if you get hungry enough? Isn't that crazy? You read enough stories about starvation, you'll just look at your arm and think, yummy, and you'll just start munching on it. Do you know that if you have an emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply, you won't have to do any of those things? Instead, you can just eat good things like breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snacks. How about an emergency 3-month food kit for every person in your family? They have huge discounts right now. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Huge discounts from My Patriot Supply. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right? We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Ex-top Intel official Douglas Wise knew Hunter Biden laptop story had to be real, but he signed the disinfo letter anyway. Now, why did he do that? Why would Douglas Wise sign on to that letter with all those former intel officials asserting that it was Russian disinformation. Well, again, back to Maria Salazar, our famous, our lovely Maria Salazar, who's currently at the World Economic Forum echoing communist talking points. Why? Why is she there? Why is she talking like this?
Because not only we need those hands, like the Congress, like us, a senator was saying, but we need to also give dignity to those people who are in the country. And those are the people that I represent. We're talking about 13, 15 million people who are most of them Hispanics. I would say 85% who speak my language, look like me and sound like me. That are contributing with the economy of this country, and they live in the shadows. So it's time to seal the border.
Why is this woman going to the World Economic Forum, a communist organization, and talking about amnesty for 12 to 15 illegal immigrants? Why is she doing it? Why is Douglas Wise? Why is he signing on to a letter or calling the Hunter Biden stuff Russian disinformation when he knew it wasn't? Because again, as I've explained over and over and over again, the system, it's good. It's a easy, good life if you just shut up about what you believe and choose to lie when the system tells you to lie. It will grant you access to things you never would have had access to ever before in your lifetime. Maria Salazar has the IQ of a baked potato. She's from Florida. She managed to parlay a career as a journalist into getting elected to Congress. Now, Maria Salazar, like everybody, would like the finer things in life. I don't know about you. Me personally, I'd like to see Switzerland. I bet Davos is pretty this time of year. I bet I could get some fondue. That sounds Swiss, Chris. What? I will get fondue and I'll dip various meats and breads in it and I'll eat it and it will be delicious. I'd love to go to Davos. Wouldn't you love to go to Davos? You think Maria Salazar paid for her trip to Davos? No, of course she didn't. Wouldn't you like an all-expenses-paid trip to Davos? So would Maria Salazar. But because she has the IQ of a baked potato, she can't access these things. So you have to choose to become a willing servant of the system, and then it grants you access to these things. If you're Douglas Wise, you're a former Defense Intelligence Agency deputy director, and you're 51 years old, so wow! That's pretty nice to have on the resume, isn't it? You're only 51. It's not like you're an old man. You're not done working yet. You got some working years. In fact, these are probably your prime earning years, I would guess. Between 50 and 60 is probably where you're worth the most. That's where your management or something like that. And he's the former deputy director of the DIA. Wow. Do you have any idea what companies, what organizations would pay for security consulting from the former deputy director of the DIA? I'll clue you in. It's a lot. I bet you money that guy makes $500,000, maybe $5 million. He makes a lot of money doing what he does. But here, hold on. There's a catch. Now, he's just a former government employee. He's not really that intelligent at all. He's got this cool resume, though. So he can have that gig. Oh, no. You can come. You can be, we'll make you head of security at Starbucks. No, of course. No, absolutely. How about $750,000 a year? Sounds nice, right? Maybe get yourself a little boat. Maybe a little new BMW. Pretty good life, huh? First class everywhere. Little expense account. Hey, go out for a steak. We do have this letter. It's about Hunter Biden. And we at Starbucks, we're really close with the federal government and things like that. We kind of need you to sign on to this letter saying it was Russian disinformation. That you don't mind, right? No. I know you don't think it was Russian disinformation. I got that. But, I mean, do you want to keep being head of security here at Starbucks? If you do, then we need you to sign on to that. What you do, being an enemy of the system, you, that's bravery. That actually takes guts. Back to people keep asking me, and we had an extensive conversation about it the other day, about why do so many of our people, our politicians and our pundits, why do they sell out at the end? Kind of towards the end of their career, and they've been so awesome. There have been these leaders for freedom and the leading voices here, leading voices there, and then just sellouts. Just selling us down the river every chance. Well, here's why. I told you before. This is my theory on it. Man, when you're not 40 anymore, when you're 60, 70, yeah, I know this doesn't apply to you, but for a lot of people, they just want life to be easy now. They've got all the money they need. They've got all that. But man, it sure would be nice. You know what would be nice on top of the money? I want to get into, like I brought up Nantucket a couple times. Remember when I told you the story of the Nantucket yacht clubs? Of course, these rich people have yacht clubs. And one of them is only a yacht club for the old Nantucket money. Like you have to have a family line that you can trace back to living there. Other than that, you're not allowed. Billionaire, doesn't matter. You're not allowed in. So the billionaires, they built their own yacht club. But maybe you're not allowed in the yacht club. Hey, man, you've been a conservative voice for a long time. I don't like it. Boy, you've been really out there on the abortion and illegal immigration. Oh, you're just going to kind of go along this time and kind of do with the establishment stuff, kind of serve the system and do whatever they want. You know what? Come on. We got an honorary membership at the yacht club. Come on in. That's why it happens. That's how it happens. Buenas tardes, Jesse. You tell us you're going to make your decision on who to vote for, on who you vote for in the primary when they battle it out. However, are you going to tell us who you're voting for when it happens? I already made my decision on DeSantis. He said Trump without the baggage or trading cards. I'll tell you. I always level with you, don't I? I'll tell you who I voted for. Look, I'm the one. I give it to you right between the eyes every time. I know I made you mad. I told you when I didn't vote for Greg Abbott in Texas. Now, I didn't vote for Beto, but I don't vote for COVID tyrants. I'll tell you right now, I have no idea if I'm voting for Trump or DeSantis, or maybe neither of them. I'm not beholden to whoever the most popular candidate is who I think is going to get in. If someone else gets in and they sound more anti-communist than Trump or more anti-communist than DeSantis, well, I don't have DeSantis pajamas and I don't have Trump pajamas either. I'll ditch both of those guys like a rental car, just like you should too. I'll drop them off still smoking at the rental car station and I'll jump ship in a heartbeat the same way both those guys would for me in a heartbeat. I care about my country. I care about fighting communism. Whoever fights for that the hardest for me, that's who I'll be voting for. And I will absolutely tell you who that is. And throughout the primary, as unpopular as it is, I'll give you the balls and strikes, the goods and bads. When Trump does something idiotic like NFT trading cards and calling it a big announcement, I tell you, when Trump does something cool, like I played for you today, when Trump gave that great speech at the WEF, in my opinion, that may be his greatest speech, I play it for you and I tell you it was awesome. When DeSantis screws up, I'll tell you. When DeSantis does good, I'll tell you. I have told you my two biggest issues that I need to hear about are this. I want to hear what you say about the administrative state and the FBI, because that's the most dangerous thing happening in the country. And I want to hear what you say about COVID lockdowns and the vaccine push and everything else. I want to hear what you say. I need satisfactory answers. I'm not going to move past it. I'm not going to just go along to get along. I want to hear what you say about how you conducted yourself during COVID. And if the answer to that question is anything other than I'm sorry, I shouldn't have, then I will simply never vote for you again, ever. Not even in the general, by the way. I will never vote for you again. I don't vote for tyrants. The days of me giving my vote to any GOP candidate who makes it are gone. I decided that during COVID. I'm done with it. I did it my whole life. All right. Now, so the answer to your question is yes, I'll tell you. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to. Maybe an email or two, but we have headlines I didn't get to. Now, maybe there's something you haven't gotten to. Let me ask you an honest question. Just you and me. When's the last time you spent 20 minutes practicing with your weapon? Because if the answer to that question is, oh, Jesse, it's been a while, no judgment. I've had little lapses in my time too. But you know that's a skill that is perishable, right? You need to practice. But Jesse, ammo's expensive. Gas is expensive. Yes, all that stuff is true. But Mantis X attaches to your weapon and you dry fire practice inside of your home. You don't leave the AC. You don't leave the heat. You see, I do it in my living room with my sons. You get feedback. They'll put you through drills. It's not that you'll, quote, improve. You'll get really good without firing a shot. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today, all right? MantisX.com. Go.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We got a problem in the Kelly household. This is the problem. The problem is the dog is starting to, I feel like he's starting to get more and more assertive about his place in the home. And he's not allowed to beg for food, all right? He's not allowed to beg for human food. But the kids, here's what my boys do now. And they think I don't know. The boys think they're so smart and slick, but they think I don't know what they're doing. They'll sit there at the counter, if we're just having, you know, a meal at the counter, and they'll be eating. And I can't help but notice more and more food keeps getting dropped accidentally on the floor. And Fred just so happens to be there to help clean it up. It's getting so obvious now, they'll call him over. Oh, no, I dropped my sweet potato fries, which are disgusting. Fred, could you come help out with this? And over comes Fred. And I'll tell you something else he's doing too much now. I get home. This will happen. I guarantee this will happen tonight as soon as I sign off the air. I get home. I want to see the wife and kids. I want to ask everyone about their day. How's everyone doing? I want to eat food. I want to do all these things. And as I'm sitting there talking, he'll come up to me and start hitting my hand with his nose because he wants me to pet him and snuggle with him. And I don't mean like once or twice. He'll just sit there and keep hitting me. And this is the new thing. The wife has started, if she goes to bed before me, which sometimes she does, if she goes to bed before me, she brings the dog up there. Now, this used to be the dog would kind of snuggle up next to her and just lay there. Now, the dog sprawls out on my side. He not only sprawls out on my side, when I try to get into the bed, it's not as if I'm trying to get into the bed and he looks and sees, oh no, Dad's here, I better move. He looks and he just kind of stares at me in the middle of the night like, oh, what are you doing here? I had no idea you were coming. And then lays his head right back down. So now I'm shoving this massive animal across the bed. You know what? I'm done giving Fred rough greens. I don't care. Look, we gave him rough greens for the longest time. Well, we're still giving him rough greens every single day because now he doesn't puke up his breakfast every single morning. We put a rough greens. Remember, it's not dog food. It's a supplement with all this nutrients and stuff like that. We pour it on his food every single morning. And I love your emails saying, Jesse, it prolonged my dog's life. Jesse, my dogs are still going healthy because of this stuff. I love that stuff. Maybe I'm done with my dog. Maybe I'm done with not having my bed. But if you're not done with your dog, they're giving out free trial bags of this stuff. You can just try it. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's RUFFgreens.com/Jesse. All right? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Free trial bag. All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Wyoming bill calls for a ban on electric vehicle sales by 2035. This is the dividing of America. It continues. While states like New York and California are going to ban... they are going to ban gas stoves. They are going to ban gas-powered vehicles. Red states will respond in kind and begin banning things the communists love. And look, you can complain all you want when I talk about a national divorce, about how that's what we need. But the truth is, it doesn't matter whether you like it or I like it or whatnot. What matters is it's coming, no matter what. It's coming. Half of trans surgery patients suffer pain and issues in the bedroom later, years later. Well, you don't say. Boy, I got to tell you, I'm stunned. I thought every time I looked down at it when I'm going pee or something like that, I figured I could just come back here to the office and grab those scissors Chris uses to open up the letters and just snip away, and then the doc can just do some little nip and tuck there, and I figured I'd be fine. You mean that's going to result in pain and maybe everything not working the right way? You mean if I turn myself into a woman or attempt to by playing Mr. Potato Head with my private parts, you mean that I all of a sudden won't be a woman and won't function like one? Gosh, Wow. Who knew? I had no idea. Judge finds January 6th defendant who breached the Senate chamber not guilty of obstruction. Okay, breached the Senate chamber. These people, gosh. Jim Jordan says new subcommittee will probe disparate treatment of the January 6th defendants. Well, that's a good thing. It's only about 2 years too late. The January 6th defendants have been treated like lepers in this society. Hardly anybody in politics has bothered to speak up for these people at all. They've been absolutely oppressed and destroyed by this government and our justice system. So let's, I guess, celebrate we're finally doing something. San Fran's Reparations Committee proposes $5 million to each black longtime resident and total debt forgiveness. The best part about this is, one, I'm so in favor of this because I think it's hilarious watching these cities eat themselves with communism. The best part is going to be when they shell out these $5 million checks, how that doesn't slow anyone down at all. All it does is embolden people. And then it'll be, what, I haven't been black long enough? What, but I'm only entitled to $5 million? It should have been $15 million. Remember, the communist, he only understands fear and pain. He cannot be reasoned with, and he most definitely cannot be bought off. Always remember that. The communist cannot be bought off. Dr. Anthony Fauci remains on government payroll and receives taxpayer-funded security despite retiring at the end of 2020. You want to talk about somebody who figured out a long time ago, just kind of a mediocre loser in his field, but he realized, like so many others do, I don't have to perform in the private sector. If I move myself into government, then I will have all the money. I will have all the power. I will have all the privilege as that fancy doctor in the private sector. Only I don't have to have the brain power at all. Here this guy is pulling in $400,000 a year with private security on your dime and my dime. And he got the big, quote, biggest pandemic of our lifetimes wrong at every single turn. In any sane country, not right, left, middle, nowhere, any sane country at all, Fauci would be forcibly retired in shame, and there would be serious talks about confiscating his pension and having him imprisoned. In America, he's still making $400,000 with private security. Gosh. Chamber of Commerce details globalist agenda. Impose unlimited immigration and ink more free trade deals. Yes, this actually a reminder that the GOP has been the Chamber of Commerce party for a long, long time. No cultural issues, certainly no border security. No, let them all in. I need someone to wash the dishes. But, let's do some more free trade for the big guy. Yeah, of course, that's worked out so well. Individual CO2. By the way, quick side note. Free trade is outstanding. Free trade agreements aren't free trade. Otherwise, you wouldn't need an agreement. That's just a heads up. Individual CO2 limits are needed for climate change, says a German scientist. Once again, yet another really smart person has decided the problem is you. All right. We're going to do it again tomorrow, okay? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.